Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Lord, we thank you for being with us and anointing this revelation and warning the brethren of the things to come. And we praise and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to call this Warnings of Earthquake Judgments. And I'm going to talk to you today about many warnings, some more recent and some ancient. But as you know, the ancient ones are there so that everybody can get warned before the things happen sometimes. But things that have been prophesied to come to America, of course, prayer can lessen things, change things, and so on. We know. And some of these are old and some are recent, which confirms them because God is still speaking through his prophets, right? So God warns ahead so that many get the warning. A recent earthquake with a magnitude of 6.0 struck off the coast of Oregon at 7:25 p.m. On January the 15th, 2026. And according to preliminary data, the quake occurred offshore at a shallow depth of about 7 kilometers, which is why it was widely felt across western Oregon and coastal communities. No tsunami warnings were issued by the National Tsunami Warning Center, which is part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. Early reports indicate that the epicenter was well offshore, but shallow quakes travel far and fast. And if you felt shaking, swaying, or a sudden jolt, you're not alone. The offshore area near the Oregon-California border is part of a seismically active region where earthquakes occur regularly due to the interaction between tectonic plates along the Cascadia subduction zone. Most earthquakes in this area occur offshore and are often not felt on land, though larger events have the potential to be widely felt along the Pacific Northwest coast. So this 6.0 quake, which happened very near a fault line, is a precursor, I believe, to a much larger earthquake that's coming, which we're going to talk about. And it seems that the Lord is blessing America to undo damage done by liberals who also have pushed the land for peace upon Israel, for which God said he would judge the U.S. with earthquakes. And it seems that he is judging the liberals' rebellion against law and government now. And I believe that the Lord told me that we are seeing spiritual earthquakes happening. We are certainly seeing spiritual shifts and separations of the earth here, physically speaking. A polarization of left from right. A clear separation of radical left from what is right, I would say. The Lord has shown us that he can fulfill prophetic dreams, visions, and prophecies in a physical or spiritual way, and sometimes both. But depending on the actions of his people, considering his mercy and grace being shown towards America, we're still going to see great physical quakes judging America. We are seeing tremendous precursors of earthquakes come and miraculously go. as if by God's hand. And he is still telling us that he's going to judge apostate Christianity in America, bringing them into Babylonish captivity. Are these precursors being put down to show God's mercy once more? Or are they a warning to pray against coming quakes? Well, we saw massive riots and demonstrations on the East Coast in D.C. and the West Coast in Portland during and then following the inauguration. And in the last several months, we've seen protests and riots against ICE, the National Guard, and other law enforcement in Los Angeles, Austin, Chicago, Dallas, New York City, Minneapolis, and other cities. These could be symptoms of the spiritual earthquakes. Are the physical quakes still coming, or will both be true? This event has been considered in the past as a potential warning of a possible pending large earthquake on the West Coast. So now let me share with you some revelations the Lord has given concerning these earthquakes. We'll call this one More Shaking and Tsunami to Come for Russia, Japan, and then California. So this Japan and then California is a recurring revelation that people are having. So, and there's a connection there, even in this smaller earthquake that just went. So I'm going to share this one with you. It's 8325 Allison Pound. The Lord says the ring of fire is erupting. One side has gone off, and the other side, where California is, will react to the Russian side. Do you remember I will shake the earth like a cottage? A cottage has a flat floor, walls, and a roof. Think of how big the earth is, and then think of me shaking it. One side goes down, the other side goes up, and then it is the turn of the first side to go up while the other side goes down. There was no breakage, no land fell off into the sea on the Russian side, but when Californian side reacts to the Russian side shaking, the land will break up and a chunk will fall into the sea. We're not predicting a time for this at all. Okay, so remember that. And everyone will be able to see this chunk sticking up at the cracked edge and submerged under the sea at the other sea edge. Keep watch. The shaking on the Russian side has not ended. There will be more before the other side reacts. And on the Japan and Russian coastlines, there will be another tsunami. This will be most devastating, and it will happen first, and then the shaking will begin on the U.S. coastline. And as with all prophecies, we're told in the scriptures to you judge them by whether they come to pass or not, right? So, Alaska will not be devastated at this time, but the Japan tsunami and the Russia shaking will set off the other side of the ring of fire. No, this is not a tribulation quake. These are the birth pangs. They lead up to the tribulation. So that's a little bit of timing there. The tribulation begins in America after World War III, when she is bombed. Then, in a series of events, the world order will be brought down hard upon the whole earth. My thought is that the present-day prosperity of Nasara Jassara under Trump's administration will be reversed, as we can clearly see in Revelation chapters 12 and 13. Okay, back to the Revelation here. A moment of triumph for Satan. A moment is all I will grant him to wear out the saints. The earthquakes will not stop when the tribulation begins. It will not be like that. Volcanic eruptions will continue. Weather events, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, famines, plagues. But in all of this, I am with you. To his chosen. You are mine, Psalm 91. It will not come near to you. I will not allow it. I will preserve my beloved, all of my precious ones. Only those who have not prepared themselves by drawing near to the throne of grace will be taken out of the way. In those days, sleep, meaning death, will be a merciful act of God in those days. Isaiah 24:19, the earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And this one she called, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and sea. This was in January the 4th, 26. Allison Pound. Revelation 7 and 2. The 1st of January, 2026. I am about to visit Japan and then California. There it is again. Okay. Everything I told you I would do, I will do to them. And I am about to do it. I told you my true prophets will know because I will tell them. Just before I do it, I will tell them. I will say to them, it is time. And I'm not saying it is time at the moment, okay? But it could come anytime, okay? And I will tell them to brace for impact because you and they will feel the impact of what I am going to do. The shaking and the destruction of the earth and the people in those places will be immense, shocking. It will be all that the survivors around the earth can talk about for a long time. That is, when they start talking. Because when this happens, at first they will not talk. The shock will hit them. Some will then shake their fists in the air and will no longer follow me. These ones did not know me at all well before. But others will turn to me in a big way and prepare for this. Many will want to talk about me suddenly. They will have questions. They will want to get right with me. And my hand of mercy will be outstretched to these. Be ready to speak. Donald Trump is going. He will go shortly after California goes. And California is about to go. The seabed is in turmoil. Out of California, the underwater volcanoes are coming to life. Angels have been sent to command them to erupt. Angels are my messengers. They put my judgments into action. Remember the scrolls and the decrees. The book of Revelation, we'll see below, okay? Keep watching and waiting. When you see that Japan has had a magnitude 8 earthquake, a tsunami will follow. That's a huge earthquake. and Japan sits on a bunch of honeycomb, from what I understood from past readings. So this could make a terrible disaster there. And a tsunami will follow. Then you will know California is next. The shaking will shift tectonic plates. I will shake the earth like a cottage. I have not told you this before, but this earthquake, the one that takes out California, will be felt further away than any earthquake before it. Other volcanoes in the vicinity will also erupt. Remember, I told you to keep an eye on the Ring of Fire. This is the time. This is the time when shipping will be interrupted and new paths will be found for the ships in order to bypass the volcanic activity. In 2012, the Lord spoke about this, but I did not understand at the time. He said, way below the earth's crust, there will be a disturbance far greater than any before, and out upon the waters of the Pacific, there's going to be a disturbance that comes from far below. Shipping will be lost at this time. There will become an area that must now be avoided. The earth will never be the same again after this. Many, many sea creatures will die and will be washed up on far shores. This will go on for months. Dear one, this will be a terrible time for the people of the earth. Very trying. But incredibly, the wicked will continue to be wicked. It will be like they think time is short and they must get a whole lot more wickedness in before they go. Their hearts will harden, if that were at all possible. And although I am in judgment mode and I am very angry, I will be very controlled and perfect in all my judgments. You will have access to me at all times. I will not be like the angry father here on earth who does not want to talk to anyone when he is in an angry mode. I do not want you to keep away from me at all, but withdraw near and remain. This is the only way. Revelation 7 and 1, she's posted here. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Okay, here's one that was called California. This is what is going to happen. And this is from McKenna. 6:23-22. Isaiah 24:20-21. KJV. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. Considering the impending grave danger and catastrophe coming shortly, there is not enough warning to alarm and to prepare the people in the regions. The imminent danger is not localized to a specific place or region. from what the Lord revealed to many of us, the nature and intensity might vary, but the east, the west, the north, the south, and the center are all in the same prophesied calamities of the judgment, of the judgment hands of Almighty God. So the Lord has shown me in dreams and visions over 8 times what is coming to California. The revelations given were, 1, swarms of earthquakes in the ring of fire, 2 times. 2, a big earthquake in the region of California, many times. 3, buildings in Los Angeles rattle, give off the crumble to the ground like dust. Buildings all the way, 4, buildings all the way down the mountain range of the West Coast rattle and crumble like the side of a mountain, crumbling and falling off to the ground. 5, the land under the Pacific Ocean moves to the east, northeast, and towards the east coast. 6, the land from the floor of the Pacific Ocean moves, climbs over the coastline, and crumbles, bringing total destruction. 7, the land moving from the floor of the ocean over the coastline cracks the land along the fault line and breaks off the land to throw it down to the ocean. I have seen this in a vision which looked like real action. So from these visions, dreams, and revelations, this is what is going to happen to California. There will be wide, big swaths of earthquakes along the ring of fire under the ocean, on the coastline of North and South America, east of Australia, east of the small islands in the Pacific, east of the Philippines, east of China, Japan, Russia, and south of the land and coast of Alaska. This earthquake will bring about the movements of the floor of the ocean. The land of the floor of the Pacific Ocean, east, I believe she means west here, east of California, so it would have to be west, right, and Oregon, will move towards the east coast. Yes. One part of the floor of the Pacific Ocean moves to the east and then to the northeast to be submerged under the land on the floor. Subducted. It is a subduction zone, right? So the next part of the land from the floor of the Pacific Ocean, south and adjacent to the first one, will move towards the east coast. It will climb over the, and she has east, but I'm sure she's talking about west, the west coast of California. Yes. It will crumble and fall back to the floor and will ultimately break off the east, but I believe it's still talking about the west, coast of California. Obviously, that's the only thing that fits. Along the San Andreas Fault. This land movement and the shaking so big will bring a big tsunami to go further east and inundate the land, inundate the inland. All of what I have seen. So one of the visions below will give a short glimpse of what is befalling California. She called it California Earthquake, Last Warning. Vision of October the 15th, 2017, 1:30 a.m. and 4 o'clock a.m. I see chairs and tables being pushed. A few finely dressed people are pushing a whole set of tables and chairs as they are together, quarter of a football size. All at once, row after row, they are pushing them first to the east and then to the north, and pushing them all to store them in a house, big auditorium-like setting. In other words, this is something that is stored up, right? One group is pushing the set of tables and chairs to the northeast and storing them in the same way. They are pushed, they pushed it over a high cliff like stairs, and after they are done, the whole stairs made of stone collapsed and sank to the ground, crumbling. I turned to the right, and a row of high-rise buildings was crumbling like the side of a mountain, falling to the ground with the dust cloud and debris falling to the ground. It looked far to the north. There is a range of mountain buildings. The buildings look resting on a small but very long range of hills. They started crumbling from the north down south, and I started screaming loud, "Sound the alarm, warn them, tell them," to the station on the left, but it was too late. No alarm, no warning, no escape. The whole row after row of the buildings along the mountain range collapsed and fell to the ground with so many people in them. No warning, no time to escape, all gone. I held my head and started crying, screaming and shouting, and then I woke up. And then at 4 o'clock a.m., I saw another dream, the same region. First, a standing metallic pole, a wave from the pole to the west and from the pole to the north. Obviously, in an earthquake, the earth ripples and it is waving this pole, right? It is an earthquake with the pole, epicenter, close to and in the middle of the range of mountain buildings I saw above, the fault lines. So it is an earthquake like we have never seen before, a California earthquake. And I have to think, inquire, and ask what it is. It is the land moving like a table, Cascadia subduction zone, and the San Andreas fault line. So obviously a table has an upper and lower, you know, the floor and the table. And so it moving is talking about this subduction zone being moved. I saw the California earthquake a few years ago. This one is a warning that time has run out and is imminent, suddenly without warning. The Lord have mercy. And this is California. And this is a summary of visions and dreams from 2016. Thou city who claims to be the city of the angels, who has exalted yourself into heaven and sent all the dirty, filthy things of fashions and things till even the foreign countries come here to pick up our filth and send it away. With your fine churches and steeples and so forth, the way you do, remember, one day you will be lying in the bottom of this sea. The world is falling apart, 1,500-mile chunk of it, 300 to 400 miles wide, will sink maybe 40 miles down into that great fault out yonder. In other words, it's going to slide out 40 miles. And this was William Branham's revelation in 1933. Number two, the earthquake began in the west around Idaho and Wyoming and then quickly spread in every direction. I saw a huge earthquake hit Utah and then California. There were earthquakes all over California, but they were especially devastating in the Los Angeles and San Francisco areas. San Francisco appeared to turn upside down, and this is Sarah Manette in 1979. Now, I want to tell you that these aren't all necessarily happening at this time, I'm sure, because as we read earlier, these earthquakes are going to go up to and beyond and down through the tribulation. So just keep that in mind, that you're not expecting all of this to happen right now at this end of the tribulation. Okay, number three, the United States is going to experience in the not too distant future the most tragic earthquakes in its history. One day soon, this nation will be reeling under the impact of the biggest news story of modern times. It will be coverage of the biggest, most disastrous earthquake in history. It will cause widespread panic and fear. Without a doubt, it will become one of the most completely reported earthquakes ever. Television networks will suspend all programming and carry all-day coverage. And this was given to David Wilkerson in a prophecy in 1994. And number four, the shape of the United States is going to change if we do not cry out to God. Whenever man turns away from God, it will start to decay. The earth will not yield itself to you. Earthquakes are not going to strike only the coastal areas of the United States, but also the Midwest of the United States. Yeah, like the New Madrid, right? And this was given to John Paul Jackson in 2007. Number five, a massive earthquake that seemed to crack off the coast of California. It reminded me of a saltine cracker that just cracks in two. The great cities of the West Coast fall into the ocean all the way from Mexico to Alaska, and a giant wave flooded inside. And much of the West Coast was not there. It has disappeared into the Pacific Ocean, and this was given to Maurice Sklar, March the 14th, 2014. He's had quite a few good revelations before. Number six, the landscape of America is about to change. There will be many signs. I perform as a warning for your nation. The Lord says the oceans will come as far as the Rockies in some areas on the West Coast. The Grand Canyon will begin to fill with water, and this was given to Dr. Patricia Green, 7-7-2015. Number seven, there is a massive earthquake coming to America, says the Lord. There is a massive earthquake that is about to take place. We have never heard of this kind. Everything will shake, says the Lord. My people are not listening, says the Lord. This earthquake will wake up everyone, from the youngest to the oldest. Times are changing, and that means our earth is changing. Be ready for change these days. Everything will happen quickly, says the Lord. when the world is saying peace, peace, and then comes a sudden destruction. Dawn O'Brien, 6/21/2016. Number 8, I saw a very devastating earthquake in the west coast of the United States with collapsed buildings and the earth split from south to north along a fault line and people scrambling to save the victims. And that's McKenna, 5/23/2013. And this was Julie Teague's revelation, Redmond number 9, unforgettable, quote unquote. And this was 5/5/2011. First, I want to give a little background. I used to be a volunteer member with a group that helped with wine competitions for charity events, which is why God gave me this dream the way He did. Briefly, wines would be tasted and judged by professional winemakers, writers for wine magazines, and wine distributors, etc. On or about May the 5th, 2011, I had the following dream. I was at work, and someone had given me a very large bottle of red wine as a gift. I no longer drink much wine, so I decided to re-gift it to my boss, Bill, because I know he and his wife like to entertain and enjoy wine. My boss said, "Wow, this is great. Call Lindsay," that's his wife, "and tell her that you're coming over to dinner with this wine." I felt a little uncomfortable about calling her and inviting myself to dinner. And I didn't really want to go because they had recently moved into a new high-rise condo downtown, and I had visited them previously, but I don't like heights too much, especially when you get earthquake dreams. They are on the 37th floor. The bottle of wine, like I said, was very large, and in my mind, I was thinking Magnum, but the bottle appeared to be much larger than that, and I told my boss, let's see what, if any, award the judges gave this wine in the competition. The label on the wine bottle said, "Redmond number 9," quote unquote. So I'm reading over the spreadsheet listing all the wines, searching for it, and I found it listed just as the label reads, Redmond number 9. And I noticed that it did not receive a medal, but in the comments made by the judges, it only said, "Unforgettable." End of the dream, and I woke up. So after playing it over in my mind several times, I knew I was to remember Redmond number 9, unforgettable. So I started asking the Lord what that meant, and is it unforgettable good or unforgettable bad? I received a revelation then the following Saturday, May the 7th, when I was watching a video posted by Glenda Lomax, where she was talking about the very strong feelings that she was having about a large earthquake coming to America, and she kept saying an 8+ earthquake. And then I remember my dream and the wine bottle, Redmond number 9, unforgettable, meaning 8+ magnitude earthquake. Okay, so I started searching on Google Maps for cities in the United States named Redmond. And I found in the first few hits, Redmond, Washington and Redmond, Oregon. The two cities are approximately 6 hours and 330 miles apart. This area or location seemed relevant to someone's dream that was recently shared about a possible tsunami hitting the western part of the United States from an earthquake, upper U.S. area. And then, even more recently, the supposed next big earthquake to hit at the 188-day interval shows it as the upper northwest United States. I cannot find this link on the site anywhere. It somehow it just disappeared. We don't know why. In addition, since the wine bottle in my dream appeared to be much larger than a magnum, which holds the equivalent of two bottles of wine, I searched for wine bottle sizes and I found this chart very interesting. I can't read the whole chart to you, but I'll just give you some of the names. Piccolo, Chopin, Demi, Tenth, Genuine, Clavelin, Standard, Fifth, Magnum, which is two, Marie Jean, Jeroboam, also known as Double Magnum, which is four and six, and Rehoboam, which is six, Imperial, eight, Methuselah, eight, Mordecai, 12, Shalmaneser, 12, Bath-Azar, 16, Nebuchadnezzar, 20, Melchior, 24, Solomon, 26.66. Wonder if these were named in the days of these people. I don't know. Sovereign, 33, and Primate, 36, Melchizedek, 40. Interesting. Okay. Then about a week later, a woman who, and by the way, you can look at the chart yourself. You know, we'll have it posted, you know. So. Then about a week later, a woman who used to work in our office in San Diego, California, sent an update email telling us she was working in our Seattle, Washington office and now and that she and her family had finally arrived safely and had found a nice place to live in Redmond, Washington, which reminded me of my dream and prompted me to get this written down and send it to you. Talk about me. Well, please, this is Brian Lake. He said, please check out of Hotel California soon. That's the title he gave to this. Brian Lake, 3-7-2022. Quote, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. Mark 13 and 8. The Lord Jesus gave me a dream during the early morning hours of March the 1st, 2022, and I found myself swimming in the Pacific Ocean somewhere off the coast of Southern California. The water started to churn, and all of the swimmers were being tossed around. After realizing that this was a tsunami, I started shouting for people to get to higher ground. The strength of the swirling waters made it very difficult for them to get back to shore. As I was starting to drown, I woke up. Christian prophetic warnings have gone out to California for nearly 100 years because the great earthquake has not yet happened, most Californians now ignore any and all earthquake warnings. Joseph Brandt was shown the Great California Earthquake in his 1937 dream/vision. He was also shown the collapse of the Boulder or Hoover Dam. And of course, I'll leave a link here to this. Millions have hardened their hearts and refused to leave the state. They love the good weather and numerous attractions that California provides. They love Hollywood, the music center, and their professional sports teams. And they love swimming in the ocean and skiing in the mountains, which is all a lot of idolatry. He goes on to say, many of my family and friends do not understand or comprehend the magnitude and extent of this prophesied great earthquake. They remember the Northridge quake, 1794, and the Whittier Narrows quake, 10187. They reason that the next quake could not possibly be any larger than either of these two. Unfortunately, this quake will affect a wide area from north of San Francisco to Cabo San Lucas. All of the beloved pastors and rabbis and priests in California have been warned, in one way or another, about this great earthquake. And most of them have chosen not to warn their congregations. As a result, the blood of their sheep will be on their own hands. Ezekiel 33. All glory to the Lamb and the one who sits on the throne. In Messiah, Brian Lake. Okay, this one here we called West Coast Evacuation. Not as an escape clause. That's two titles there. 8525. LaTanya, Canada-Christ. August the 1st, 2025. Quote, LaTanya, take a message. Quote, it is my will that my people love me, truly love me, not as an escape clause or insurance policy. I desire for them to actually enjoy my ways, my right living, and honoring one another in the beauty of holiness. It is not inconceivable to think that I would want my people to want to be with me, not as a chore or a task, but in genuine fondness, service, and requited love. Why is this such a foreign idea? I want love and closeness as much as the next, but I will not accept scraps like a begging dog, for I am a great king. The offer is still open, but for some it will be too late. That is all. Unquote. Jesus Christ, the great King of Kings. Amen. Okay, this one is Evacuate the West Coast, 8-5-2025, LaTanya, Canada-Christ. Saints, last week upon hearing of the earthquakes in Russia, I began to pray for my loved ones and friends. 16 years ago, we were called to warn Washington churches and the West Coast state authorities of earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunamis. So I asked the Lord whether I should warn my family and friends who have refused warnings previously to evacuate, and the following was his response. Well, she mentions the earthquakes in Russia first, which is a common theme, on the other side of the Ring of Fire, it going off and changing things on this side of the Ring of Fire. I just wanted to mention that. Quote, LaTanya, I know you want to warn them, but they have been warned. They don't want me, so what does it matter to warn them to move? Where can you go from me? Pray that they discern a need for my salvation of their souls and return to me, unquote. For those who are not hardened, warn them to evacuate their sin and the West Coast, seeking the Lord's direction. The key is salvation first. When COVID happened, the Lord asked me a question. Quote, why do the people have to wait to lose everything before they heed my warnings to move? Unquote. He said, quote, when the disasters happen, then people figure out how to move if they live to do so. Unquote. We are praying for all concerned. Jesus gave us free will. Note, the five state authorities warned were Hawaii, California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. Psalm 2 and 8, Nehemiah 4 and 14, Deuteronomy 7 and 9, Ezekiel 36, 24 through 33, and Acts 17, 30 through 31. And this one was called, I Will Not Stop It, Earthquake Warning. 4/15/2019, Ken Dewey. A message from the Lord. I move at His command now. I am that I am, and I move now to warn you again of the soon coming storm of earthquakes coming upon many people. I speak first now of Japan, for I see that in the ground plates of the earth below Japan, alignment is ready for another even greater earthquake. So here again, starting with Japan. Okay. I move to warn you that you who have ears to hear must hear. Prepare your hearts and lives, for this day is coming. That will be a most terrible time. If you are trusting in me, I will move my mighty hand to help you. But I cannot stop the plates from moving because there is so much false worship of idols in Japan and men turning to stones to worship. I cannot hold my judgment upon such evil worship. In Japan, so many today are worshipers of themselves and see themselves in the light that are led to do all that is both false and evil, saying it is all good. Shaking will come. I see it coming. 1, 2, 3, it will be. Shaking will start. The shaking will be like a trigger on a gun, that when it happens, it pulls the shaking in the coast of North America. California is a indirect hit of the coming shaking. And for those who are watching, know that the plates are lining up for the shaking. All know that it is coming, and coming soon. Prepare your hearts for it, for I will not stop it. The sin is too great, and the door has been opened too wide for the enemy to destroy you. You have chosen him over me and walked deliberately away. I speak not just to Japan and California, there's those two again, for the shaking coming, which I wrote in my word, will happen and shake many places across America and the world. But watch Japan, knowing that it triggers even more. Know it is coming. Prepare your hearts because the shaking will come. Even now it is in the ground working. Thus saith the Lord, open your hearts now to me and repent and receive my only way to escape. Run to the finished work and see your Savior, for he has done all to save you. Do not put it off. Do not be so deceived to think you will yet have time, because time is short. I have many people whom I love and will help them in their many trials and troubles. I will not fail you who trust in me. I have written this word as I have heard it in spirit speaking. Lord, open your people's eyes to see and hearts to know and to be ready for such a time coming. Help, O Lord, remember mercy. Desert Prophet. Well, Eve Brast, in a dream, saw seven large earthquakes that went around the world, disrupting the crust. These first three revelations resemble this in magnitude and scope. Bill Weather was shown eight signs by the Lord for a mega Japan quake and tsunami to ruin the U.S. West coastline as a sign of, weeks later, the coming of the California mega quake. Dates are always subject to change due to the Lord's people praying and judgments being delayed, etc. A delay is not necessarily a delete. And I'll give you a link here, Prophecies, Dreams, and Visions, Date Setting and Delays, How to Judge the False. There's a link there if you want to go and read that. Below are prophecies by Joe Brandt and William Branham from the 1930s that confirm what the Lord is showing Bill Weather. In 1937, Joe Brandt saw an earthquake sink Los Angeles, much of California, and Japan. Many times, God lessens the severity of a judgment through prayers of faith. And that's, of course, my comment about this. Okay. The Coming Earthquake, introduction by Jessica Madigan, Mei Ling is her original name. On Christmas Eve in 1965, my husband, my closest friend Fran Brandt, and her husband, Joe, were celebrating with sandwiches and coffee and fruitcake. For some reason, Joe, Fran's husband, ventured to speak of the coming California earthquake. Joe was saying that he had an accident, a fall from a horse when he was 17, and for days he had a concussion. And during this period, a continuous dream came again and again, as if he were viewing a tremendous earthquake and inundation in California and other parts of the world. I listened politely, made some comment, and turned to talk to Fran about a new movie or some equally world-shaking event. I was vaguely aware that Joe had brought in a sheaf of papers, and he said that he would put it in my downstairs desk, and that was in 1965. Until I had time to read the dream. That time did not arrive until, by accident, I came across them this last week in 1967, pages upon pages, written in a boy's handwriting, about the coming California earthquake. It would take weeks to research all of this material, but I phoned my former geology professor and read portions to him. Well, you know, when it's repeated over and over, that means it's going to come to pass, according to Joseph, right? Could this happen? Could California go down, she asked this geology professor, in just this way? Would other areas be affected in a matter of hours? And he answered in the affirmative. Joe had written, sleeping and dreaming and in drowsy awakening about positions of various faults, strata of rock, earth movements, so much material that a geologist of many years would scarcely attempt such a work. This geological data was omitted from Jessica's book. Yet, here it was, waiting for me to find it for 2 years. Consciously, he knew nothing of geology or of the possibility of a coming earthquake. The notes are 30 years old, yellowed with age, and yet there is a clarity and an unbelievable reality in them. Some of the highlights must be given, because I am certain now, as I was not certain on Christmas Eve of 1965, that the California earthquake will come. And its coming is close, at hand, since Joe covered the areas around the world which would be affected. Not all of these can be given, but for those of us in this land, especially California, these are the highlights of that vision. And it's called The Dream of an Earthquake Sinking Los Angeles, Much of California, and Japan. Joe Brandt, 1937. I'm sure some of you have probably read it. Maybe it's been a while. It has been for me. And I'll put a link here, too. I woke up in the hospital room with a terrific headache, as if the whole world was revolving inside my brain. And I remember vaguely the fall from my horse, Blackie. And as I lay there, pictures began to form in my mind, pictures that stood still. I seemed to be in another world. Whether it was the future or it was some ancient land, I could not say. And then slowly, like the silver screen of the talkies, but with color and smell and sound, I seemed to find myself in Los Angeles. But I swear it was much bigger, and buses and odd-shaped cars crowded the city streets. Things looked strange to him because they were in the future, right? And I thought about Hollywood Boulevard, and I found myself there. Whether this is true, I do not know, but there were a lot of guys my age with beards and wearing, some of them, earrings. Well, yeah, that happened. All the girls, some of them Kino, wore real short skirts. Yep, that happened. And they slouched along, moving like a dance, yet they seemed familiar. And I wondered if I could talk to them. And I said, hello, but they didn't see or hear me in the dream. Evidently, it was very real, but of course, he couldn't talk to them. And I decided I would look as funny to them as they looked to me. I guess it is something you have to learn. I couldn't do it, that little thing that they did. I noticed there was a quietness about the air, a kind of stillness. Something else was missing, something that should be there. At first, I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know what it was. And then I did. There were no birds. I listened, and I walked 2 blocks north of the boulevard. All houses, no birds. I wondered what had happened to them. Of course, birds sense things coming too, kind of like dogs do, you know. Had they gone away? Again, I could hear the stillness, and then I knew something was going to happen. And I wondered what year it was. It certainly was not 1937. I saw a newspaper on the corner with a picture of the president. It surely wasn't Mr. Roosevelt. He wasn't 1937. Excuse me. He was bigger, heavier, big ears. If it wasn't 1937, I wonder what year it was. My eyes weren't working right. Someone was coming, and someone in 1937. It was that darned fat nurse ready to take my temperature. And I woke up. Crazy dream. The next day, gosh, my headache is worse. And it is a wonder I didn't get killed on that horse. I've had another crazy dream back in Hollywood. And those people, why do they dress like that? I wonder. Well, obviously, it was in the future. Funny glow about them. It is a shine around their heads. Something shining like a halo. No, I wouldn't suspect that. I remember it now. I found myself back on the boulevard. I was waiting for something to happen, and I was going to be there. And I looked up at the clock down by that big theater. It was 4:10. Something big was going to happen. I wondered if I went into a movie, since nobody could see me, if I'd like it. Some cardboard blonde was draped over the marquee with her leg 6 feet long. I started to go in, but it wasn't inside. I was waiting for something to happen outside. I walked down the street, and in the concrete they have names of stars. I just recognized a few of them. The other names I had never heard of. And I was, of course, in the future, that's probably true. He wouldn't have heard of those, right? I was getting bored. I wanted to get back to the hospital in Fresno, and I wanted to stay there on the boulevard, even if nobody could see me. Those crazy kids, why are they dressed like that? Maybe it is some big Halloween doings, but I don't seem it doesn't seem like Halloween. More like early spring. There was that sound again, that lack of sound. Stillness, stillness, stillness. The quiet is getting bigger and bigger, and I know it's going to happen. Something is going to happen. And it is happening now. It sure did. She woke me up, grinning and smiling, that fat one again. It's time for your milk, kiddo, she says. Gosh, old women of 30 acting like the cat's pajamas. Next time, maybe she'll bring hot chocolate. Where have I been? Where haven't I been? I've been to the ends of the earth and back. I've been to the end of the world. There isn't anything left, not even Fresno, even though I'm lying here right this minute. If only my eyes would get a little clearer so I can write it all down. Nobody will believe me anyway. I'm going back to that last moment on the boulevard. Some sweet kid went past dragging little boys, twins, I guess. by each hand. Her skirt was up, well, pretty high, and she had a tired look. And I thought for a minute I could ask her about the birds, what had happened to them, and then I remembered that she hadn't seen me. Her hair was all frowsy, way out all over her head. A lot of them looked like that, looking obviously into the future, right? But she looked so tired and like she was sorry about something. I guess she was sorry before it happened, because it surely did happen. There was a funny smell. I don't know where it came from. I didn't like it. A smell like sulfur or sulfuric acid. A smell like death. For a minute, I thought I was back in chemistry class, right? And when I looked around for the girl, she was gone, and I wanted to find her for some reason. It was as if I knew something was going to happen, and I could stay with her and help her. And she was gone, and I walked half a block, and then I saw the clock again. My eyes seemed glued to that clock. I couldn't move. I just waited. It was 4:05 on a sunny afternoon. I thought I would stand there looking at that clock forever, waiting for something to come. And then, when it came, it was nothing. It was just nothing. It wasn't nearly as hard as the earthquake we had 2 years ago. The ground shook just an instant. People looked at each other, surprised, and then they laughed. I laughed, too. So this was what I had been waiting for, this funny little shake? It meant nothing. I was relieved, and I was disappointed. What had I been waiting for? I started back up the boulevard, moving my legs like those kids. How do they do it? I never found out. I felt as if the ground wasn't solid under me. Now, these are symptoms of an earthquake, right? Maybe the movement was because of that. I felt as if the ground wasn't solid under me. I knew I was dreaming, and yet I wasn't dreaming. There was that smell again, coming up from the ocean. I was getting to the 5 and 10 store, and I saw the look on the kids' faces. Two of them were right in front of me, coming my way. Quote, "Let's get out of this place. Let's go back east," unquote. He seemed scared. It wasn't as if the sidewalks were trembling, but you couldn't seem to see them. Not with your eyes, you couldn't. An old lady had a dog, a little white dog, and she stopped and looked scared and grabbed him in her arms and said, "Let's go home, Frou Frou. Mama is going to take you home," unquote. That poor lady hanging on to her dog. I got scared, really scared. I remembered the girl. She was way down the block, probably. I ran and ran, and the ground kept trembling. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it, but I knew it was trembling. Everybody looked scared. They looked terrible. One young lady just sat down on the sidewalk, all doubled up. She kept saying, "Earthquake. It's the earthquake," unquote. Over and over, but I couldn't see that anything was different. And then, when it came, how it came. Like nothing in God's world, like nothing. It was like the scream of a siren, long and low, or the scream of a woman, I heard having a baby when I was a kid. It was awful. It was as if something, some monster, was pushing up the sidewalks. You felt it long before you saw it, as if the sidewalks wouldn't hold you anymore. And I looked out at the cars. They were honking, but not scared. They just kept moving. They didn't seem to know yet that anything was happening. And then that white car, that baby-sized one, a small one obviously, came sprawling from the inside lane right against the curb. The girl who was driving just sat there. She sat there with her eyes staring as if she couldn't move. But I could hear her, and she made funny noises. I watched her thinking of the other girl, and I said that it was a dream and I would wake up soon. But I didn't wake up, and the shaking had started again, but this time was different. It was a nice shaking, like a cradle being rocked for a minute, and then I saw the middle of the boulevard seemed to be breaking in two. The concrete looked as if it were being pushed straight up by some giant shovel. It was breaking in two. That's why the girl's car went out of control. And then a loud sound again, like I've never heard before. And then hundreds of sounds, all kinds of sounds, children and women and those crazy guys with earrings. They were all moving, some of them above the sidewalk. I can't describe it. They were lifted up. Maybe the earth was falling. I don't know. And the waters kept oozing, the cries. God, it was awful. I woke up. I never want to have that dream again. It came again, like the first time, which was a preview, and all I could remember was that it was the end of the world. I was right back there, all that crying, right in the middle of it. My eardrums felt as if they were going to burst. Noise everywhere. People were falling down. Some of them were hurt badly. Pieces of buildings, chips flying in the air. One hit me hard on the side of the face, but I didn't seem to feel it. I wanted to wake up and to get away from this place. It had been fun in the beginning, the first dream when I kind of knew I was going to dream the end of the world or something. This was terrible. There were older people in cars. Most of the kids were on the street, but those old guys were yelling bloody murder as if anybody could help them. Nobody could help anybody. It was then I felt myself lifted up. Maybe I had died. I don't know. But I was over the city, and it was tilting towards the ocean like a picnic table. A vision of God, right? The buildings were holding better than you could believe. They were holding, and they were holding, and they were holding. The people saw they were holding, and they tried to cling to them or get inside. It was fantastic, like a building had a will of its own. Everything else breaking around them, and they were holding. I was over them, looking down, and I started to root for them. Quote, hold that line, unquote. I said, quote, hold that line, hold that line, hold that line, unquote. I wanted to cheer, to shout, to scream. If the buildings held, those buildings on the boulevard, maybe the girl, the girl with the two kids, maybe she could get inside. It looked that way for a long time, maybe 3 minutes. 3 minutes is a long time for an earthquake, but it probably seemed at least that long. And 3 minutes was like forever. Yep, there it is. You knew they were going to hold, even if the waters kept coming up, only they didn't. I've never imagined what it would be like for a building to die. A building dies just like a person. It gives way. Some of the bigger ones did just that. They began to crumble, like an old man with palsy who couldn't make it anymore. They crumbled right down to the nothing, and the little ones screamed like mad over and above the roar of the people. They were mad about dying, but buildings die. I couldn't look any more at the people. I kept wanting to get higher, and then I seemed to be out of it all. But I could see. I seemed to be up on Big Bear near San Bernardino. But the funny thing was that I could see everywhere. I knew what was happening. The earth seemed to start to tremble again. I could feel it even though I was high up, and this time it lasted maybe 12 seconds. And it was gentle. You couldn't believe anything so gentle could cause so much damage. But then I saw the streets of Los Angeles and everything between the San Bernardino mountains and Los Angeles. It was still, tilting towards the ocean. Houses, everything that was left. I could see the big lanes, dozens of big lanes, still loaded with cars, sliding the same way. Now the ocean was coming in, moving like a huge snake across the land. I wondered how long it was, and I could see the clock. Even though I wasn't there on the boulevard, it was 4:29. It had been half an hour. I was glad I couldn't hear the crying anymore, but I could see everything. I could see everything. Then, like looking at a huge map of the world, I could see what was happening on the land and with the people. San Francisco was feeling it, but she was not in any way like Hollywood or Los Angeles. It was moving just like that earthquake movie with Jeanette McDonald and Gable. I could see all those mountains coming together. I knew it was going to happen to San Francisco. It was going to turn over. It would turn upside down. It went quickly because of the twisting. I guess it seemed much faster than Hollywood, but then I wasn't exactly there. I was a long way off. I was a long, long way off. And I shut my eyes for a long time. I guessed for 10 minutes. And when I opened them, I saw the Grand Canyon. When I looked at the Grand Canyon, that great big gap was closing in, and Boulder Dam was being pushed from underneath. And then Nevada, and on up to Reno, way down south, way down, Baja, California, Mexico, too. It looked like some volcano down there was erupting along with everything else. And I saw the map of South America, especially Colombia. Another volcano eruption, shaking violently. I seemed to be seeing a movie of 3 months before the Hollywood earthquake. Venezuela, seem to be having some kind of volcanic activity away off in the distance. And I could see Japan on a fault, too. It was so far off, not easy to see, because I was still on Big Bear Mountain. But it started to go into the sea. I couldn't hear screaming, but I could see the surprised look on their faces. They looked so surprised. Japanese girls are made well. Supple, easy, muscles that move well, pretty too. But they were all like dolls. It was so far away, I could hardly see it. In a minute or two, it seemed over. Everybody was gone. There was nobody left. Brother Branham said, quote, Japan, she's ready to rock to pieces right now, and there's no way you can stop it, because they have neglected to do exactly what God told them to do. Instead of preach gospel, they have built buildings and had fine scholarships and educations, unquote. And this came from Uncertain Sound, number 61-0415E of William Branham. I didn't know time now. I could see a clock. I tried to see the island of Hawaii. I could see huge tidal waves beating against it. The people on the streets were getting wet, and they were scared. But I didn't see anybody go into the sea. I seemed way around the globe. More flooding. Is the world going to be drenched? Constantinople, Black Sea rising, Suez Canal, for some reason, seemed to be drying up. Sicily, she doesn't hold. I could see a map. Mount Etna is shaking. A lot of area seemed to go, but it seemed to be earlier or later. I wasn't sure of time now. This sounds more like Eve's dream of the seven huge earthquakes that went around the world. England, huge floods, but no tidal waves. Water, water everywhere, but no one was going into the sea. People were frightened and crying. Some places they fell to the streets on their knees and started to pray for the world. I didn't know the English were emotional. Ireland, Scotland, all kinds of churches were crowded. It seemed night and day. People were carrying candles, and everybody was crying for California, Nevada, parts of Colorado, maybe even all of it, even Utah. Everybody was crying. Most of them didn't even know anybody in California, Nevada, Utah, but they were crying as if they were blood kin, like one family, like it happened to them. New York was coming into view. She was still there. Nothing had happened, yet the water level was way up. Here, things were different. People were running in the streets yelling, end of the world, unquote. Right? Kids ran into restaurants and ate everything in sight. I saw a shoe store with all of the shoes gone in about 5 minutes. Fifth Avenue, everybody was running, some radio blasting bigger, a loudspeaker that in a few minutes power might be shut off. They must control themselves. Five girls were running like mad towards the YMCA, that place on Lexington or somewhere, but nothing was happening in New York. And I saw an old lady with garbage cans filling them with water. Everybody seemed scared to death. Some people looked dazed. The streets seemed filled with loudspeakers. It wasn't daylight, it was night. I saw like the next day, and everything was topsy-turvy. Loudspeakers, again, about fuel tanks broken in ash areas, shortages of oil. People seemed to be looting markets. I saw a lot of places that seemed safe, and people were not so scared, especially the rural areas. Here everything was almost as if nothing had happened. People seemed headed to these places, some on foot and some in cars that still had fuel. And I heard, or somehow I knew, that somewhere in the Atlantic, a land had come up, a lot of land. I was getting awful tired, and I wanted to wake up. I wanted to go back to the girl to know where she was and those two kids. And I found myself back in Hollywood, and it was still 4:29. I wasn't up on Big Bear at all. I was perched over Hollywood, and I was just there. It seemed perfectly natural in my dream. I could hear now, I could hear someplace a radio station blasting out, telling people not to panic. They were dying in the streets. There were picture stations with movies, some right in Hollywood. These were carrying on with all the shaking. One fellow in the picture station was a little short guy who should have been scared to death, but he wasn't. He kept shouting and reading instructions, something about helicopters or planes would go over, some kind of planes, but I knew they couldn't. Things were happening in the atmosphere. The waves were rushing up now. Waves, such waves, nightmare waves. And then I saw again Boulder Dam going down, pushing together, breaking apart. No, Grand Canyon was pushing together, and Boulder Dam was breaking apart. It was still daylight, and all these radio stations went off at the same time. Boulder Dam had broken. I wondered how everybody would know about it. People back east, that was when I saw the ham radio operators. I saw them in the darndest places, as if I were right there with them, like the little guy with glasses. They kept sounding the alarm. One kept saying, "This is California. We are going into the sea. This is California. We are going into the sea. Get to high places. Get to the mountains. All states west. This is California." We are going into the dot, dot, dot. We are going into the dot, dot, dot. Didn't get the sea out. I thought he was going to say sea, but I could see him, and he was inland, but the waters had come in, and his hand was still clinging to the table. He was trying to get up so that once again he could say, "This is California. We are going into the sea. This is California. We are going into the sea." I seemed to hear this over and over for what seemed like hours. Just those words, they kept it up until the last minute, all of them calling out, "Get to the mountains. This is California. We are going into the sea." I woke up. It didn't seem as if I had been dreaming. I have never been so tired. For a minute or two, I thought it had happened. And I wondered about two things. I hadn't seen what happened to Fresno, and I hadn't found out what happened to that girl. I've been thinking about it all morning. I'm going home tomorrow, and it was just a dream. It was nothing more. Nobody in the future on Hollywood Boulevard is going to be wearing earrings. Oh, yeah. And those beards. Nothing like that is ever going to happen. That girl was so real to me, that girl with those kids. And I won't ever, it won't ever happen. But if it did, how could I tell her? Maybe she isn't even born yet. Yeah, that's right. To move away from California when she has her twins. And she can't be on the boulevard that day. She was so gosh darn real. Gosh darned? Seemed like I remember something like that way back. The other thing, those ham operators hanging on like that over and over saying the same thing. This is California. We're going into the sea. This is California. We are going into the sea. Get to the mountains. Get to the hilltops. California, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, Utah. This is California. We are going into the sea. I guess I'll hear that for days. Okay, this revelation is confirming prophecies of William Branham. William Branham had a most powerful word of knowledge, probably more so than most other of the great healers and people like that. Very strong. A prophecy that I made about 1935 or something like that said the time would come that the sea would weep its way into the desert. Unquote. Look what'll take place if those thousands of square miles fall down into the lava of the earth and slide in. There'll be millions who die at one time, and that'll cause such a tidal wave. Remember, plumb up into the Salton Sea is 100 or 200 feet lower than the sea level. That water will probably come almost to Tucson with that tidal wave coming across there, and the sea shall weep its way into the desert. William Branham, trying to do God a service without being in the will of God. P625. The Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet as he was preaching in Los Angeles. Quote, "We don't know what time, and you don't know what time, that this city one day is going to be lying out here in the bottom of this ocean." Unquote. Quote, "O Capernaum," unquote, said Jesus. Quote, "Thou who exalted into heaven will be brought down into hell. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, it would have been standing until this day." Unquote. And Sodom and Gomorrah lays at the bottom of the Dead Sea, and Capernaum's in the bottom of the sea. Thou city who claims to be the city of angels, who exalted yourself into heaven and sent all the dirty filthy things of fashions and things, till even the foreign countries, come here to pick up our filth and send it away, with your fine churches and steeples and so forth, the way you do, Remember, one day you'll be laying in the bottom of this sea. There's a great cavernous honeycomb under you right now. The wrath of God is belching right beneath you. How much longer will he hold together this sandbar hanging over that ocean out yonder, a mile deep, will slide plumb back to the Salton Sea. It'll be worse than the last day of Pompeii. Repent, Los Angeles. Repent, the rest of you, and turn to God. The hour of his wrath is upon the earth. Flee while there's still time to flee and come into Christ. Let us pray. Choosing a Bride, that's where this came from, P35, 3 through 5. And again, the last meeting I had in California while speaking, and didn't know nothing happened till I got on the street, and I told California, I said, quote, Capernaum, Capernaum, the city that's called by the name of the angels, that's Los Angeles. You've exalted yourself into heaven, but you'll be brought down into hell. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom, that's been done in you, it would have been standing until this day. Unquote. Quote, now the last few days, the great roaring and popping, and then here comes out a paper of science that said, quote, it's all honeycombed. It's got to go under. Unquote. They just know it. Unquote. And, quote, you watch the water will come plumb back into the Salton Sea. Los Angeles is doomed for judgment. I tell you before it happened, that you might know when it does happen. And I never spoke that by myself. And I've never had him to tell me one thing but what happened. And you can bear record of that. That's right. When? I don't know. I went out and they told me what I said. And I listened and went back and searched the scripture. You know, Jesus said, almost in the same words about Capernaum, and Sodom and Gomorrah was in the bottom of the Dead Sea, and I suppose was then. And later, about 100 years later, Capernaum slid into the sea, and it's in the sea. The same God that put Sodom in the sea for its sins, the same God that put Capernaum in the sea for its sins. The same God will put Los Angeles in the sea for its sins, that city of corruption. And this came from Works of Faith Expressed, P8, 61 through 64. Well, physical earthquakes and tsunamis can be a sign of spiritual earthquakes and tsunamis, a division of peoples and judgments upon peoples can be signified here. You know, prayer can change things, but to delete many of these when there's so many people had the same revelations, I doubt that will happen. So God bless you, saints. Be prepared spiritually. Come to know the Lord truly and perfectly and have a good relationship with him. Amen. Bye, y'all.